The plan outlines improvements along the corridor between the Ypsilanti Water Tower and the Washtenaw Stadium split. It includes things like buffered bike lanes, AAATA superstops, and refuge islands to help pedestrians safely cross the street. Ypsilanti City Councilmember Pete Murdoch says it's an aggressive and interesting plan.
Obviously, it's going to be staged and implemented over a lot of time, and as I was explaining there, we have a lot of traffic issues in the city of Ypsi that we're dealing with in our master plan. Some of them are part of this, but there's a lot of it that aren't. But they will interrelate.
Nathan Vogt is project manager for Reimagine Washtenaw. He says the local governments located along the corridor have been involved in the process from day one.
So we hope that they're going to take this and say, great, this is exactly what we thought it would be. We're excited to have an actual plan that we can implement and that our planners can use. When development comes, we know exactly where to put it. So that's our hope, that we can disseminate this out to the local units of government and they will adopt it in some form or fashion.
Paying for the improvements relies on a variety of funding sources, everything from state transportation dollars to grants. Proposed AAATA superstops along the corridor could be paid for using federal funds that the ride gets. Initial stages of implementation would involve municipalities acquiring easements, working to reduce traffic volume, and initiating projects like filling in missing sidewalk segments and maybe building medians. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.